It's planting season, and it's not too late to make sure your crops grow up fed and happy. Regardless of your spring crop, Fed and Happy offers a variety of worm-casting solutions in liquid and solid form to supercharge your soil, your yields, and your profitability. For fast, vibrant germination and seedling growth, mix your seed with Fed and Happy's screened granular castings pre-drilling. The Fed and Happy liquid seed treat and extracts offer the ideal mix of soluble solids loaded with living beneficial biology, mycorrhizal fungi, humates, and more. The Fed and Happy small spreadable castings are ideal for fast, easy soil incorporation. The large offer long-term stability and soil growth. But you don't have to figure this out on your own. Just call 833-GO-WORMS to speak with our farm team experts for a fast turnaround on a custom solution for your needs. Fare better against pests, disease, drought, and other potential hazards this season with Fed and Happy worm castings. Visit fedandhappy.com for a healthy harvest and any lawn, garden, and tree care needs. Available for pickup and on-farm delivery. That's fedinhappy.com. Or call 833-GO-WORMS. Happy planting.
Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast. Home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time. Together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. It's so nice to be back with you after a five-month hiatus. And I have to start by saying that creating this podcast and the Casually Baked brand has been a labor of love and one of my life's greatest challenges. Now, if you've been with me for the past 7 years on this podcast journey, then you know we've both learned a shit ton. We've sharpened our skills together on the benefits and powers of the cannabis plants, and followed our curiosities on ways to live a more balanced life in tune with nature. And along the way, I've become a podcasting pro, producing content not only for myself, but also for creators and executives in a variety of industries, from business culture to cannabis to mainstream medicine. And the inquiries continue for me to help other passionate creators bring their stories and ideas to folks like you. So, as the year winds to a close and you start contemplating that New Year's resolution, if you have an independent voice and need help bringing a podcast to life, reach out. I've been honing my storytelling skills since the third grade. It's my wheelhouse, and helping you tell your story sounds like my idea of a good time. So if you're feeling called, take the first step by sending me an email through my website at casuallybaked.com. I've recently recorded a handful of interviews to keep your ears warm through the winter. Those conversations range from the alcohol-free movement and brewing your own cannabis beer to the benefits of overhauling your diet and why you might consider fasting as a solution to chronic inflammation, skin issues, and other health concerns. We also explore the value of enrolling the assistance of a naturopathic doctor to help you achieve your wellness goals and increase longevity and quality of life. And I sit down for a lively chat with a legacy cultivator in Colorado. So stay tuned for those highly responsible discussions. As a storyteller, I'm happy to report that I've got a fresh new podcast idea up my sleeve, one that allows me to focus on this stage of my life and career. And when it's ready for prime time, I'll share the first episode here and hope you're inspired to subscribe and continue with me on this journey. And of course, I'll still pepper in cannabis conversations from time to time when I'm connecting with my tribe in Northern California and across the globe. There are 270 episodes of Casually Baked, the podcast, already in the archives. That's plenty for a newbie listener to binge on and develop their relationship with our favorite plant. So I hope you'll still share Casually Baked with your smoke circle. And if you're so moved, please rate and review Casually Baked on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That one small action helps other Canna Curious folks find this highly responsible cannabis content. As always, thanks for doing your part to Puff Puff, pass it on. Now, I want to share a thought. And it's not mine, though I co-sign the sentiment. Over the last few weeks, as I've considered where to focus my time and energy in this chapter of my life, I binge-read one of my favorite blogs. As a creator and marketer, I appreciate the perspective and wisdom of Seth Godin. In one of his recent posts titled, "But It Matters a Lot to Them," he wrote, "When a musician, a playwright, or an entrepreneur takes a risk, they're betting someone will care enough to hear them and engage with them. They do the work because they care, not because someone handed them a manual. The best part is that when it matters to them, it might matter even more to us. If we want to have the option of choosing something that isn't in the ordinary course of convenient and cheap, we need to show up for the people who bring it to us. Working with people who want to work with us is a privilege and a delight. We get what we support." End quote. Now, I am one independent voice, and this podcasting platform has been such a gift to me. To hone my voice and to consistently step out of my comfort zone and speak my truth. To build community and amplify other stories and life experiences. So much joy in this feeling of both giving and receiving simultaneously. And I'm feeling called to support other independent voices in speaking up and amplifying their ideas. Because if you don't have a built-in audience or a natural gift of storytelling, sharing ideas can feel complicated. Not to mention out of reach because there is so much noise and so many options. On the TV, radio, billboards, podcasts, social media, events, experiences, I get choice paralysis thinking about it. And frankly, the voices with the biggest megaphone get heard. But some of the best ideas come from independent voices few will ever have the opportunity to hear. But the answer is not to stop talking. It is for more independent voices to step out and speak up. That's why I'm partnering with the creator of PodConnects to reimagine and expand the existing podcast network. It's currently focused on the cannabis niche, and Casually Baked is a member of it. We are beginning to expand the PodConnects network content library in order to support and connect independent voices of all kinds. We are developing a network for the passionate person, creative or business, probably untrained in podcasting, but with concepts worth spreading. PodConnects is incubating podcast development for those eager to launch a fresh new podcast or rehab an existing one but don't know where to begin. And for you seasoned podcasters looking to grow your downloads and exposure, joining the network is free. Member podcasts receive discounts on production and coaching services. There are no contracts, and you own the rights to your content. The power of plugging in your voice through the PodConnects network also means you have an extended sales force. We will do the legwork and present you with advertising and sponsorship opportunities that you can take or leave. And pod swaps and pod mixers will amplify your reach across the PodConnects listener community. So, if you've got a podcast on your bucket list or you recognize the value of developing a branded podcast to support your sales and marketing efforts, let's connect. I've been in the business of media, sales, and marketing for 25 years. You can learn more about my background before Casually Baked by visiting my website at joannanuding.com. That's joannanuding.com. I also have a form if you're interested in getting the ball rolling on podcast services. I'd be honored to work with you, and I'm here when you're ready. Thanks for hanging out. Y'all have a happy holiday.
Yes, it's a high time. We had a high time together.
Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Jamie Humiston at PodConnects. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back, wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Joyce Gerber, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast, The Canna Mom Show. And we are on a mission to enhance the impact women have on this industry as business professionals, healthcare providers, policy advocates, caregivers, moms, by sharing and preserving their stories of love and kindness, wisdom, and hope. I am so grateful to have found my tribe of Canna podcasters right here on PodConnex, and look forward to our work of crushing the stigma around cannabis and caregivers and building this new industry together.